AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Russia and China are potentially threatening global order.
Russia appears intent to play a spoiler by flouting these principles and the international community. Meanwhile, China is a rising power and growing more ambitious in its objectives and capabilities.
He spoke at the Ronald Reagan Library in California. In Egypt, the investigation continues into last week's crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula. Lead investigator Ayman El-Mukbedem says a team is analyzing the plane's cockpit voice recordings.
A noise was heard in the last second of the CVR recording. A spectral analysis will be carried out by specialized labs in order to identify the nature of this noise.
Church officials say members in same-sex marriages can be kicked out of the Mormon Church and their children won't be able to be baptized unless they disavow same-sex relationships.
The changes in the church handbook have been sent out to local church leaders around the world. A spokesman says the revisions reiterate an opposition to gay marriage. These changes, however, have triggered anger for some members. A growing faction of LGBT-supportive Mormons have been buoyed in recent years by church leaders' calls for more compassion and understanding. And many say they're especially upset that the children of gay couples are being singled out. I'm Shirley Smith.
In New York City... Protesters were outside NBC studios to protest Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump hosting Saturday Night Live tonight. This is AP Radio News. Top 10 teams are taking the field for tonight's LSU-Alabama game. Alabama coach Nick Saban says the teams had have a competitive series.
We've had some great games with LSU through the years. This has turned out to be a great rivalry, and I think it's a great rivalry because of the quality of the programs.
LSU coach Les Miles says it's not easy playing the Crimson Tide in Tuscaloosa.
I recognize that the venue size is significant. You know, this is going to be another place where there's going to be a lot of noise and a lot of fans.
Dennis Leary, Louis C.K., Jimmy Fallon, and other comedians are working to raise money for a cancer foundation. The Comics Come Home show is tonight at the TD Garden in Boston to benefit the Cam Neely Foundation for Cancer Care. Neely is an NHL Hall of Famer and president of the Boston Bruins. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.